Hello, I'm Brandon House, and as I have talked about on radio and television, I received numerous subpoenas because of the many, I believe, lawfare lawsuits against Mike Lindell. Because I work with Mike Lindell, I've been subpoenaed several times. I recently, in May, had a deposition that lasted about 6.5 hours. I have another one coming up in July. Now, you know what's really frustrating about this is it not only takes away time and energy in studying and preparing for radio and television, but it costs thousands of dollars. The estimation right now is for that one deposition, about $10,000 in attorney fees. And we still have, well, I do, another deposition to go through in July. So again, we appreciate your support now more than ever as we continue to fight for truth and try to preserve our constitutional republic. If you appreciate all we're doing to push out free radio shows, free TV shows, and you also want to help us continue to defend these liberties and freedoms amidst all the challenges, we appreciate your support by going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call to make a contribution over the phone, 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll find that at WVWFoundation.com. Our mailing address, though, is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for your support.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We have a very serious situation, folks, in Michigan. Yesterday, I alluded to this piece of legislation that has passed the House. It is headed for the Senate. It will pass the Senate. The governor of Michigan is behind it. The I am told what is an open lesbian for the attorney general of Michigan is behind it. This is a bad piece of legislation. In fact, I had on last night on television Matt DiPerno, who ran for attorney general in Michigan and is a lawyer, obviously. And I got off the air yesterday. I sent the bill to him, the article to him, and the bill numbers and everything to him. Matt spent quite a bit of time going through it all. And last night I interviewed him, and he taught me a lot. He gave me a lot of background. He gave me a lot of information. It was very obvious that Matt DiPerno had spent quite a bit of time studying this piece of legislation. Now, Matt has been in our studios on at least two occasions. I've been with him in person on other occasions, but he's been in our studio on at least two occasions, maybe more, but two that I know of. The point is this: I have been around Matt enough to know, Logan, my wife, anyone that's been around him can testify, he's a very soft-spoken, non-dramatic, laid-back individual. He is not prone to hyperbole. Last night, at the conclusion of the interview, he declared that this is perhaps one of the worst pieces of legislation, one of the most anti-freedom of speech, anti-Christian free speech pieces of legislation in American history. I want to play for you that interview because we are on 63 very powerful stations, including in Michigan. This is a red alert. This is to notify the nation, because this is not just about Michigan. He made it very clear last night that anything that I say on the radio, VCY America, who has a radio station in Michigan, anyone broadcasting into Michigan, anyone that maybe says anything on their own TV show, radio show that gets broadcast into Michigan, or a podcast. If someone gets their feelings hurt about what you say related to this so-called sexual minorities or the LGBTQ transgenderism agenda, if you're a pastor teaching from the Bible, if you're a Christian writing an article, doing a podcast, being interviewed on a radio show, TV show, and it makes its way into Michigan, and someone is offended, I asked him last night, could I be indicted, even though I'm in Tennessee? Could this Michigan law cause me to be indicted in Michigan? And he said, absolutely. The bill actually calls for community service as well, and a government-mandated brainwashing program to brainwash you from your toxic Christian hate speech ideology, however they want to describe it. But it's, let's face it, it is they're sending you off to a government-sponsored brainwashing camp and facility. They can do that under this bill. There's also civil penalties. They can sue churches, ministries, individuals into oblivion. So here we go. Lawfare. Remember now, Herbert Marcuse in 1965, the Marxist, proclaimed in his paper, Repressive Tolerance, we will be more intolerant than the right. He perceived us to be intolerant. He said, we're going to be more intolerant. And we'll deprive them of their freedom of speech. That's what's happening. So while the nation was focusing on this submarine, the submersible, which, by the way, apparently the Navy knew that this thing imploded on Sunday, that their sensitive equipment picked up the implosion on Sunday, which means the government, the Biden regime, knew that it was over, that those people died. They died instantly. And yet they let it drag on in the news into this big drama. Of course they did, to cover up the Biden crimes. I have posted articles at worldviewreport.com, several articles detailing the CEO in that company, who, according to these reports, were warned over and over and over again what they were doing was dangerous. They were not up to standards in the industry. And even James Cameron, the expert on this, I mean, he made the movie Titanic, right? But apparently, watching an interview yesterday, he actually spent years building submersibles, and even 3 years building one just on the computer. 3 years building it and testing and all the specs on computer before they actually built the actual model. So I was quite impressed with his level of expertise and his articulation on the topic. And he was very frustrated and said that people in the industry had been writing letters to this company telling them why this was dangerous. But apparently the media wants to make these four grown men out to be heroes of some kind. Oh, my heart goes out to the 19-year-old. But while the nation was being, again, distracted by a shiny object that should have been a blip on the radar of a news report and moving on, because I don't think we should concentrate on four foolish men very long. I mourn for the 19-year-old for sure, and I feel horrible for their families, but you know what? Ideas have consequences, and when you're arrogant and you take risk, and apparently to me it seemed to be about money, but we sure have consumed a lot of national airtime about those guys. And yet, where is the media, conservative media, Christian media, on what one attorney in Michigan is saying is perhaps the worst anti-Christian bill ever written that threatens free speech in the history of America? And this, folks, can impact all of us in every state. Because, again, anything goes into Michigan, we could be indicted, and then they can work to try to have us extradited to Michigan. Patrick Wood came on right after this. He was dumbfounded. He's like, wow, I'm really glad I got on in time to hear this. This is just like horrific. So I'm going to go to that interview right now, and then I want to open it up for phone calls. We'll have to stop for our hard breaks at the 14, 29, and 43 mark. But I want you to hear what this attorney from Michigan who ran for AG said last night about this bill. Watch and listen to this. So Matt DiPerno, he was running to be governor of Michigan. I believe he probably won, but it was stolen through cheating. But I contacted him today because of the fact I did see this article about what is happening there in Michigan. And that is a law that I believe could criminalize Christianity, could criminalize a pastor saying certain things from the pulpit or over the airwaves. So I sent the article and a link to the legislation over to attorney Matt DiPerno. And Matt joins us tonight to discuss this. Michigan prepares to gut free speech with new, quote, hate crime legislation. There's the headline over at worldviewreport.com. Guys, show that, would you? That's our aggregated news site, worldviewreport.com. So if you want to find this article, you can do that right there by going to worldviewreport.com. So we click on that article, and there it is. Michigan prepares to gut free speech with hate crime legislation. Joining me now is Matt. Matt, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Brandon. And I ran for attorney general.
What did I say?
You said governor.
See, maybe I should get a teleprompter. He ran for attorney general. I knew that. I don't know why I said governor. I knew you ran for attorney general. Why did I say that? Who knows? Why do I say half the stuff I do? Anyway, did you get a chance to look at this legislation?
I did, and I was aware of it. They passed this out of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. It's new legislation in one sense. In another sense, they've amended a law that's been on the books since 1986. And I think that's where we should start in understanding what's happening. So in 1986, they passed a law called Ethnic Intimidation, which criminalized the idea that you could be guilty of a felony of ethnic intimidation if you have specific intent and cause physical harm to someone with an ethnic background. So maybe that makes sense. Maybe some people don't think it makes sense. But nevertheless, that is the law that was amended. So now let's talk about the law as they amended it on Tuesday. They now say a person is guilty of a hate crime. They remove ethnic intimidation. That's not in the statute anymore. It's now a hate crime. They remove specific intent. You don't need intent anymore to commit this hate crime. And what it says is if you do any of the following to an individual based in whole or in part on their actual or their perceived characteristics, okay, then you are guilty of a felony. You would be guilty of this felony if, it says in the statute, if you damage, destroy, or deface real personal or digital property. I don't even know what that means. Or online property. So again, you're guilty if you do something that causes a person to feel bad. And then they add in certain characteristics where they amended the ethnic intimidation. They've now added in sexual orientation and gender identity or expression and association with any of these groups. So, for instance, if you are a pastor and you say the words LGBTQ under this statute, you have now done something that could cause people to perceive themselves to be insulted or intimidated. And because they are associated with the LGBTQ community, you are now guilty of a felony. Okay. That's a radical departure of what the current law was. Now let's talk about the penalty that you could suffer. It could be either a 2-year or a 5-year felony. Or the judge has an option to send you to, as it says, an alternate sentence where the offender would complete a period of community service intended to enhance the offender's understanding of the impact of the offense upon the victim and the wider community. And so then they define what gender identity or expression is, meaning someone who self-identifies with a different sex than they were assigned with at birth. And then they define intimidation. Intimidation now is how someone feels. If you feel terrorized or frightened or threatened.
Right there.
Then.
All right, I'm going to hold right there. Can you guys see how dangerous this is? This is so chilling. And you know what? For 20 plus years, we've been warning this was coming. For 20 plus years, we've been telling you the day is coming when they will criminalize Christianity right on the airwaves in America. Folks, it is going to pass the Senate. And you can bet the radical governor in Michigan will sign it. What happens then? We'll tell you.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right. This is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night Foundation Banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row, the Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. We also have this as an article. So if you would like to go to worldviewtimes.com, worldview and then times.com, we have now posted this up as an article. There you'll see a map of Michigan, and there it is, exclusive. Michigan law will criminalize Christianity and free speech. There it is, right there at worldviewtimes.com. And it's, I think, imperative for everyone listening to go there, to grab the URL. There is a link in the article back to the interview you're hearing now. So those who only have time to quickly read it versus listening to a full interview, they can quickly read this. You should be sending this to every pastor, ministry leader, city council member, member of the state legislature, particularly in the Senate, anyone you can. Now, we're told it will pass the Senate because the Marxists run the Senate in Michigan. So, but you should be alerting the Christian community, the conservative community, talk radio, pro-life groups, family groups of all kinds in Michigan and around the country. Because this is going to also alter what it will be like. What it will mean, folks, is anyone broadcasting into Michigan is going to either have to change the way they talk for fear of being indicted, or if they're pre-taped programs, they could have to have a program, and some of the ministries may do like they do in Canada. They send a different program to the Christian stations in Canada than they do in America because laws like this are already on the books in Canada. So what they would broadcast in Canada is not the same what they would broadcast in America. So they have to do a program that's edited specifically for Canada. So the question is, are we going to have to do programming specifically catering to Michigan now to keep even someone like myself in Tennessee or the VCY staff in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from being indicted in Michigan? Now, what is going to happen if this passes the Senate, which it will, and signed by the governor, which it will, it is going to immediately be challenged by a few people in Michigan. I can promise you, and Matt gets into that in just a minute. There will be people in Michigan that are going to break this law immediately when it goes into effect so that they can go to court. And believe you me, we are going to be tracking this. But this is coming from multiple states. You watch Minnesota, California, Oregon. You watch this get picked up. You watch. Let's go back to the interview so we can leave enough time for calls. Listen to this.
That's intimidation. So we no longer have a specific intent crime. We have a crime that's based on how people feel if you talk about them in a way that offends them. So this is it's radical. Say, for instance, what if I went out and did a speech, Brandon, and I talked about Richard Levine, right? You know who that is. Works for the White House, right?
Right.
Calls himself Rachel. But what if I called him Richard? That person would therefore could be offended. And if he feels offended, I could be guilty of a hate crime punishable by 5 years in prison or both, not only in prison, or I could be sent to this re-education system that the government sets up to re-educate all people who offend people that they disagree with.
This is so dangerous, and I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. In 1965, Herbert Marcuse, the cultural Marxist Herbert Marcuse, who coined the phrase "Make Love, Not War," in his paper 1965, "Repressive Tolerance," said, "We're going to take on the right by being more intolerant, as they perceive the right to be, than they are, and we're going to deprive them of freedom of speech and freedom of assembly if they oppose our ideology and our goals and our objectives of the growth of the welfare state, disarmament, etc., etc." This is exactly what they're doing. Repressive tolerance. Depriving conservatives, Christians, people of faith. I think that's the target. I mean, Karl Marx said, "My object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism." The Frankfurt School openly spouted, "The source of all suffering and oppression is Christianity and capitalism, the Judeo-Christian worldview." This should be the big news tonight. I am sorry for the passing of those that were on that sub. But that has gotten so much airtime the last 2 days, in my opinion, that it did not deserve. These people were warned about safety and all kinds of stuff and did what they did. And they you know, bad ideas. You know, your ideas matter. They have consequences. And I know it's a news story, but it has gotten wall-to-wall coverage when we should be talking about the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS involved in covering up crimes and committing crimes, therefore, to keep and help Joe Biden stay and get into office. We should be covering this in Michigan. There are so many stories that should be out there that are a serious threat to our constitutional way of life. And Matt, you as an attorney who ran for attorney general in Michigan, I don't have to tell you, you're an expert on the Constitution. If you have no freedom of speech, First Amendment freedom of speech, you have no freedom of religion. You have no freedom of religion, then all the other freedoms start to collapse with it. This is a huge story tonight, and I don't know many people covering it.
No, it is huge. Now think about my race for attorney general. My opponent, Dana Nessel, the attorney general in Michigan, you know, she ran on a platform of putting a drag queen in every classroom. We had a big issue throughout the state regarding parental rights and parents' rights to be in charge of their children's education. We talked a lot about removing pornography from school libraries. Now, you go back to that and think about all those speeches I gave where we talked about these issues. Under this statute, arguably, every one of them would have been criminal. Wow. You talk about parents going to school board meetings and speaking out against LGBT community coming into their schools. They speak out against pornography in schools. They speak out against the schools grooming their children. All of those things would now become hate crimes under this statute. And all of those parents would be guilty of a felony. What does that amount to? It amounts to terrorizing those parents into not going to school board meetings and not speaking out. It criminalizes conservative pastors, parents, right? Community activists, under this proposed statute, intimidate and harass will mean whatever the victim or the authorities want it to mean. It can be redefined based on who the prosecutor is. The focus, again, is on how the victim feels rather than a clearly defined criminal act. It's ridiculously vague and very subjective. For those reasons, I believe it'll ultimately be challenged on constitutional grounds. But the absence of intent in this statute that I took out, how they removed actual intent from the prior law that they amended, that absence of intent makes no difference now under the law. You are guilty of the crime because the victim feels uncomfortable.
This is past the House. It's headed to the Senate. Is it likely to pass in the Senate?
Oh, no question. It'll pass in the Senate. The Senate is Democrat controlled. And also in the House, there were three Republicans that voted for this bill. The Democrats are claiming they got bipartisan support for this. It will pass the Senate. The governor, Governor Whitmer, will sign it. This will be the law. We are now criminalizing speech. The representative who introduced this bill, a Democrat, he stated, "We are not criminalizing hate." That's what he said. He said, "We are criminalizing hate when it dovetails in a criminal act." So understand that circular reasoning.
Yeah, exactly.
We are criminalizing hate when it dovetails with a criminal act, that new criminal act being what they define as hate speech. So, yes, they are criminalizing what they define as hate speech.
This article at USA News says, among others, the legislation is backed by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, who you ran against, who's been slammed as a Soviet-style tyrant on a number of occasions and dubbed, quote, the lesbian terror of Michigan, end quote. Is that something she's been called? Who calls her that? Is she public about her sexuality like this?
Very much so. Some of the stuff she does is completely outrageous. The thing she says is outrageous. Contrary, I think, to what you just read, in Michigan media, she's actually viewed as a lovable figure, right? That's how they define her. But this proposed statute that the Senate will sign is completely inconsistent with fundamental principles of constitutional good governance. It is outrageous. And make no mistake about it, what they are trying to do here is either send you to prison if people feel bad about what you say, which amounts to shutting you down. Christians now speaking out against homosexuality will be a crime. And in the alternative, they can send you to the Soviet-style dissident re-education camps. That's what we're going to have in Michigan. This is outrageous, and people need to fight against this law.
Indeed they do. So in closing, let me ask you this, counselor. I'm on 63 Christian stations nationwide, have been for many, 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 many years. One of them, or at least one of them, if not more than one, is a humongous station in Michigan. What could they do to someone like me in Tennessee that broadcasts into Michigan? Could they have me extradited and put in one of their concentration re-education camps, or fine me or charge me criminally and have me extradited from Tennessee if I say something down here they don't like that broadcast in Michigan now?
Oh, absolutely. I think they can, because if you say something, and again, no specific intent required, but it is a hate crime if the person intentionally does one of the following to an individual based on perceived characteristics. If you intimidate that person, which is unknown what that actually means, right? If you damage them digitally somehow, we don't know what that means, or if they actually or perceived in some way if they perceive what you say to be offensive or threatening to them, and they fall into one of these categories regarding sexual orientation or gender identity or expression, or are affiliated with such a group. So if you just say LGBTQ, then people who are affiliated with those groups could have a cause of action against you. This law also provides for civil penalties. They can sue you in court for damages, and you can also be guilty or sent to prison for up to 5 years or sent to their re-education camps.
I want to make it very clear in closing then. For those who say, well, I don't live in Michigan, so I don't care. What you're saying is this becomes a threat to a Christian broadcaster like myself, living and broadcasting from Tennessee, but is picked up on Christian radio in Michigan. I could be criminally charged in Michigan.
Yes, you can be criminally charged. If you say, for instance, that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and that broadcast reaches Michigan, you can be criminally charged. I think the concerns with this statute are the potential impact of invading free speech and the broad interpretation.
All right, there with Matt DiPerno, my interview last night, all of it at WVWTV.com, an article to distribute widely with the link to that interview embedded at worldviewtimes.com. Phone lines now open.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet that is sold out the last 2 years in a row, the Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Protect your calls, your thoughts on this piece of legislation. Love to hear from some folks in Michigan, but anyone is welcome to call in. Your thoughts, your concerns, your questions. Are you thankful we're lifting up this shout and warning? What's the old saying? The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. This is, again, unconstitutional government. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, which the founding fathers said is based on the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, the laws of nature, nature's God, freedom of religion. The government, the state, shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This is the violation at the state level and the constitutional level. The arrogance of these people. But then again, these are debased, darkened-hearted people. Romans 1, fools, vain, useless, futile, evil, finding ways to invent evil. Romans 1 describes them as finding ways to invent evil. So here they are inventing a way, and let's make no mistake, they're finding ways to invent evil against God and, as you just heard the attorney say, Matt DiPerno, persecute and prosecute Christians. This is a full-on court press to prosecute conservatives, Christians, parents, anyone that doesn't agree with the LGBTQ cultural Marxist agenda. These people are criminals at the highest level of the Michigan state government. They're criminals. That's what I believe. And the fact that this is really not making much of a blip on the radar at all really shows us that if the American people don't wake up and become more vigilant, we are going to lose this country. Where are the liberals? Where is the cry of liberals saying, wait a minute? We can disagree with people's comments and debate and argue, but we must preserve the First Amendment and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Before we go to the phone lines, let's finish up what just a few minutes here left in this interview, and we'll go right to the phone lines. Let's continue.
Of intimidate and harass in the statute, I think every conservative across this country has to worry that this bill could have far-reaching consequences for individuals such as yourself expressing their opinions and beliefs.
Not to mention the pulpit. All right, Matt, what's your website? How can people reach you and work with you?
DePernolaw.com. You know, the race for attorney general is done, and we're back to practicing law and filing constitutional cases. For instance, we got one in the hopper right now regarding transgender students using the female bathrooms in high school. So think about that. Will we be guilty of a felony for filing a lawsuit that deals with that topic, or speaking about that topic, or speaking in court about that topic, or writing about it,
or talking to me about it?
So, for instance, what if I file a lawsuit and come on your show and talk about those issues, and someone within the state of Michigan feels offended? Do I, as an attorney, now be, am I subject to criminal prosecution and re-education camps? Do I not have the right to bring grievances under the Constitution against the government, or is that now going to be precluded under these statutes? This is entirely unconstitutional, and it has to be stopped.
DePernolaw.com, correct?
That's correct.
DePernolaw.com.
You got it. Yep. Yeah. Anyone out there who wants to talk about these issues, give me a call.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be getting you on more often. I knew you were the right guy to call tonight, and I must tell you, you obviously did a lot of research from the time I hung up until the time we just went on the air. I know your time is valuable. It's a public service that you're offering to all of us, so thank you. I mean, you are extremely articulate and pointed tonight on the facts on this case. You taught me a lot, so thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks for having me on. Good night to everyone in your audience.
Thank you, Matt. Matt DePerno, check out his website, DePernolaw.com. All right, so we're back live. That was last night on Brandon House Live. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let's start out today with Mark. Mark, line one. Mark, thank you for calling in today, Mark.
Yeah, my comment is this. I think Gretchen Whitmer's persona would be better described as Gretchen Witchcraft. I think she has actually exceeded of all people, Nancy Pelosi's wickedness. That's my comment.
Well, thank you for that. Let's see. Let's go to the next call here. Line two. We have a phone line open, by the way, 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Line two, Robert. Robert, thanks for calling in today, Robert.
Yes, Brandon. It just seems like to me all these laws coming out of Washington and all these laws coming out of these states is just to destroy Christianity and take away our basic freedoms and rights.
Yep, I absolutely agree.
You know, what I was just thinking as I was listening to you guys, what can not just those that are Michigan, we all should be appalled at this. We should we should be in an uproar what they're trying to do over there, because if it starts there, it's going to go to the state, to the federal level, and it's going to be all around the United States.
Absolutely. Here's an article I found on this woman, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General of Michigan. It says Nessel's early career, who's endorsed this, according to news reports, this bill, focused on prosecuting childhood sexual abuse cases. Well, then why is she pushing the LGBTQ trans agenda? That's abuse. Yes. The whole transitioning thing's abuse, is it not? And she went on to work with domestic violence victims as a partner in a private firm. She's best known in Michigan for being an early and ongoing champion of the LGBT rights, litigating multiple landmark civil rights cases, and eventually winning a case that helped result in nationwide marriage equality becoming legal. In January, Nessel told Detroit Jewish News that Judaism propels much of her work, really. She went on to, by the way, folks, to put out an ad that I can't even say on the air. Matt actually told us last night what she said in her ad, and we just edited that one sentence out to go over VCY. But this woman has talked about male genitalia in a way that is less than what should have been for someone running for the office that she did. I cannot, again, stress the need for people to pay attention to this before it's too late. And our side almost always seems to pay attention when it's too late. Let's go to the phone lines. Lee, line three. Lee, thanks for calling in, Lee, line three.
Yeah, I got some points I want you to take note of and then comment. I'm going to read them off to you because I was writing them as I was driving here. So, one, I believe that we all should, over there in Michigan anyways, is to rise up, protest, and break that law every time as much as possible and really make it known the dislike. Number two is impeach that governor, impeach that Senate, impeach them all. Three, let's see, pass a law making it illegal for anybody to run for office with those Marxist-type ideologies, because they're nothing but cancers and destroying our America, infrastructure. This opens up a gateway. The one gentleman back there called before touched on it. It opens up a gateway that they can outlaw anything across the land, whether it's this subject or another subject, whatever, and then they can be selective. If they like it or not, there'd be a lot of a bias going on there. And so basically, it just opens a huge Pandora's box that needs to be stopped all the way across the board.
Absolutely. Great call. Thank you. Let's take a look at my screen here for those watching my television. By radio, what I'm showing is an article that just got posted online at worldviewtimes.com. It is also an article based on an interview I did last night with Patrick Wood. And it's titled UN, which means United Nations, UN Ministry of Truth working to ban conservatives from the World Wide Web. UN Ministry of Truth working to ban conservatives from the World Wide Web. And if you read the article and then you watch the interview embedded in it, you will see that they are working, the UN, with the World Economic Forum to bring about a digital requirement that everyone is registered, and if you're not approved, you will not be able to be online. So again, they're going to censor the people that speak truth. I played a clip last night in the broadcast from this woman working with the UN, and she talked specifically about a website, The Truth About Cancer, and that is, as I understand it, someone I've interviewed before, Charlene Bollinger. And so while Charlene Bollinger wasn't named by this UN person, her website was named. And the woman was saying, you know, I got cancer and I started looking and I found a website claiming to have the truth about cancer that was going after radiation and chemotherapy. And she uses that as a jumping off point to talk about this as the dark side of the internet and the misinformation that needs to be stopped. Folks, what they're saying is if you speak against the globalists, the LGBTQ agenda, if you speak about and against Big Pharma, they're going to make it so that you can't have a website. You can't log in. You won't your digital ID will stop you from getting on board. You've been put on the blacklist. Now, people can have an open debate about radiation and chemotherapy. I know oncologists online, I've seen their interviews saying if their relative got cancer, they wouldn't use chemotherapy and radiation. Now, there's other people that say that that saved their life. Well, so be it. There's others that say it shortened their life and made them horribly sick, and in the end, that's what killed them, not the cancer. I mean, there are others who said, I didn't go that route, and I did natural things, and I was cured. These are debates and arguments that doctors and citizens can have, but here's a UN lady saying, this is the dark side of the web. So this isn't just about the LGBTQ agenda. It's about anything that's going to protect the globalists, world government, big pharma. This is just the beginning, folks. In fact, Patrick Wood kept using the phrase last night, the gloves are off. They have taken off the gloves. The globalists have taken off the gloves. They're coming for us. Let's go to John, line one. John in Minnesota. John, go right ahead, John.
Hello.
Hi, John. Go right ahead.
Hi. Sad. I was just calling. I appreciate the show. I think there's another thing that needs to be brought up, and that's the fact that the sheriff is the only true constitutional law enforcement officer in the United States. And you need to make sure you find out if your sheriffs in the Michigan counties will not enforce this unconstitutional law, because that's what it is. And it's a way to keep people from being elected. It's just like the Second Amendment law. A lot of sheriffs come out and say, no, I won't, like in Minnesota, red flag laws, I won't enforce them. And that gives us some relief and possibly not getting arrested, which is very expensive and everything else that goes along with that. So I think it's just another way of protecting ourselves.
I agree. We need constitutional sheriffs like in the county I live in that would say to the state of Michigan, go pound sand. Keep your Marxism up there. We will arrest you if you come down here trying to serve an arrest warrant on any of our people for your Marxist laws you've created. You're exactly right. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. We get back. We'll go to Betty, we'll go to Frank, we'll go to you. We have a line open, 1-800-347-9829. We'll be right back.
We have some new items at WVWTVstore.com. One of them is a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds in a big can, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Now, we've wanted to carry these for a long time, but our distributor said no because they could not keep them in stock themselves. In fact, they went out of stock for 3 years. Then they got them back, and I started begging them to let me buy up a big supply to offer to you. But they said no, but I just kept persisting, and finally they said, fine, you're a good customer of ours, your audience uses a lot of our products, and so we'll make it available to you. So we have secured a large shipment of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in the can that you'll receive, and the can preserves the seeds for 5 years. We all know the fragility of the food supply. We know how they're probably trying to collapse this food supply system of ours on purpose, right? So why be under their thumb? Be independent with your own food source, and that starts, I think, with a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in a can. You'll find them at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find a lot of other items we've added in the last few months, some great survival gear that every family should have as a part of their common sense plan. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you for purchasing from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So as you purchase from us, you're helping us continue to push out free radio and TV shows and keep WVW Broadcast Network going. But you also get great products for your family, so we're all winning. So thank you for telling your family and friends about the great products available at WVWTVstore.com.
All right, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Betty, line four. Betty, thanks for calling in today, Betty.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi,
thanks,
Betty,
for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
My comment is, what about them when they call us names?
Yeah.
All the oligarchies call us names, all kinds of names. And then my next point of view is, when are we going to take our country back?
Well, you know, those are great questions. But first of all, you're so right. This is all one-sided. It's always you can say whatever you want about Christians, conservatives, people that are for natural law, God-given law. You can say whatever you want. It's open season. And this is what they're doing when they set up laws that give certain people protection and rights others don't have or get. So this is, again, not Lady Justice being blind, but this is the law being used to go after political enemies, and particularly, again, Christians. Karl Marx, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. Part of the capitalist system, a pejorative by Karl, part of the free market system is obviously private property. Part of private property includes also your intellectual property and your right of freedom of speech, private contract, autonomy, and this is all being attacked. And so you're 100% right. Now, the question, when are we going to take back our country? Well, I think, frankly, this would have been done, Betty, a lot sooner if it wasn't for the corrupt voting system that we have. And I think the corruption is in many ways, machines, ballots, a lot of different ways. If it also wasn't for the co-opted leaders, we have someone who, I guess, apparently and reportedly works with BlackRock, bragging undercover to James O'Keefe they can buy a U.S. senator for as low as $10,000. I think there's overwhelming evidence that Jeffrey Epstein was working for the CIA, maybe a CIA asset, that his job was to set up people to get them in compromising positions on Epstein Island or other places where it could be filmed and then used to control them. So I think, Betty, we would have reclaimed this country with the majority of Americans agreeing to certain basic constitutional laws and frameworks and guardrails a long time ago if we had a legitimate voting system and we didn't have the deep state that was setting people up, entrapping people, and then controlling people. So your question is one that deserves an answer, and I think there's a lot of people trying to reclaim this country, speaking out, voting, and we would have done it a long time ago if the elections were legitimate. Let's go to, Frank in Ohio, line 3. Frank in Ohio, thank you for calling in. Frank, line 2. Frank?
Yeah, I got a comment, Brandon. The Bible says that you will be persecuted for my name. And I am so surprised that so many Christians that call into your show are so surprised at what's happening in the latter days. Open the book, read it, study it, understand it, and quit being so surprised.
Yeah.
It's written. It's going to happen. I mean, I'm all for standing on the Word of God, and I'm all for fighting until the bitter end. But I'm not surprised because the book says it. But it also says at the end that we win. So I don't get in a panic state because I know at the end of it, we're all going to be winners as long as we follow the Word of God. And it just utterly amazes me, the surprise of people that call into your radio station that claim to be Christians are just amazed that this is happening.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. We've been talking about it for a long time. Anyone that listens to this show for all the years has known we've been talking about hate crimes, and how it'll be used. But for a lot of people, this is new, and we have a lot of new listeners to the program. We're always adding new stations into new markets. With Lindell TV, we have a lot of brand new listeners. So for some of these folks, this is the first time they've ever heard these things. This is all brand new to them. But, Frank, I think you and I and many of the alumni, we're attuned to this, right? But that's part of the success we're having is we're waking people up, and they're now seeing this. And that's why they must shut us down. That's why they must regulate radio, TV, internet, because we are waking up a lot of people with new information they did not know before. And people on the right, the middle, and the left are agreeing on the death shot. They're agreeing that globalism is bad. Many of them are agreeing that cancel culture and censorship is bad. They're agreeing that we don't want the Great Reset. and this is dangerous for them. When now we have people who are saying, I'm not going to talk about Democrat, Republican, Independent anymore. I'm going to talk about American values. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, but look at how much he's saying that you and I as conservatives agree with, and look what they're doing to him. They just booted him off YouTube. A Democrat presidential candidate just got booted off YouTube. See, he's dangerous to the establishment. Let's go to Kyle, line one. Kyle, thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. I think we need to give the state of Michigan the target and the light treatment. Anything out of Michigan, if this passes, don't support them. Don't vacation. And my question is, if these people in power needed to do a background check for a gun or a clearance check with the mental illness they have, they wouldn't pass. But they're making laws, and it doesn't make sense to me. And I think it comes down to Christians that sat by when they were forced to make gay wedding cakes, and they just said, oh, we'll figure this out in court. And, you know, it was the churches that didn't stand up and say, hey, we need to stand for these people standing on God's word, refusing to make a cake.
Yeah, and you know what, Kyle? We have a lot of pastors that have taught for a lot of years that no matter how cruel or ungodly or corrupt the government is, we're to obey with their twisted interpretation of Romans 13, the same thing that German Christians in Nazi Germany did, so they went along or didn't oppose. And we have them saying that, you know, any money or time spent on Christian activism is money diverted from the gospel. But as soon as the COVID thing shut down their church, whoo, boy, they got all activated, you know. We got to keep our churches open so we keep passing that plate. You know, what's good for the goose was not good for the gander. It was the rules for thee and the rules for me. So we have a lot of pious Christians who have been brainwashed by their own so-called pastors telling them they're just to go along and accept this, Romans 13, and they're not to be involved in Christian activism. I say we are involved in Christian activism as that's a part of the Great Commission to be disciples, evangelism and discipleship and being salt and light. Folks, get out the word. The information's at worldviewtimes.com. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. That'll help you be salt and light. Stay tuned. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. If you appreciate this 24-hour-a-day free broadcast platform, will you consider supporting us? One way you can support us to keep pushing out free programming to people all over the world is by joining in partnership with WVW Foundation. The WVW Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. If you appreciate that, we appreciate your partnering with WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. If you prefer to support us through the mail, the mailing address is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. If you prefer to support us over the phone, you can make a contribution by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. Your support of the WVW Foundation, as I said, allows us to push out free programming. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. If you don't catch it live, you don't get to see it. WVW Foundation is committed to working with WVW Broadcast Network to push out programming as a ministry of the Foundation. The Foundation also sponsors a Sunday night service that I've been hosting since 2015. If you'd like to join us for our Sunday night service, you can do so every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time at wvwtv.com/live. wvwtv.com/live. Thanks again for your support of the WVW Foundation at wvwfoundation.com.